We had agreed to not to adopt the third quarter report. I don't know.
What is the new report from the third quarter?
But I'm in possession of an old report, because it's written analysis. I remember that we have had this to change, but I see that the heading is right here, third quarter expenditure report for standing committee on appropriation. I hope that they are the same, because I went on the other report. Everything is the same. That they had. Okay. Then I'm told that everything is the same. How long is this going to take us? Just to dealing with the recommendations? No, with findings and recommendations. I don't
agree. I suggest it'll take, if I have to go by what happened yesterday, you know, it should take us about 3 days.
No, it's fine. I hope that in those 3 days we'd have covered a lot of ground on this report. All right, members, I'm sure we are in possession of this report. Have you got the findings in front of you?
Of the
second part?
Yeah.
Well, to help Honorable Sir, I'll find a way of assisting you in your 3 days by adding just 1 day, you know. Okay. Yeah. We have this first finding, the lack of action on the committee's recommendations, its results, the recurrence of blah, 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 blah. It's becoming a bit of a scratch record. I want to make a suggestion to the people who help us, but maybe I'm not sure if we should be writing it all the time, or just once in 2 quarters. On the first, it's the second, what is the comment? No, it's fine. Is the first bullet fine with the finding?
Yeah.
Shall I read it for the sake of...
Okay,
it's fine. Okay.
The
second bullet. Government departments experience challenges managing conditional grants. Slow spending has been reported in a number of conditional grants. This includes blah, blah, blah. Here are the names. I've just added there. Maybe we could say an agricultural grant. Because I would like to suggest that maybe we should remove 1, 2, 3, 4, the next 4 bullets. Because there is a repetition. What is said in those bullets is a repetition of what has been said. The second bullet, and unless we remove the second bullet, because the second bullet covers various departments across. Now the next bullet, deal with them in detail, separately. That's why I say, can we remove then the next 1, 2, 3, 4. If it is fine with you.
Thank you.
Doma?
I'm not sure if we were looking well on the same bullet. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we're in the same. But maybe let's deal with one late by one. We start with the late submission and quality of business plan. But bullet number 2 says that government departments experience challenges in managing now. In managing conditional local flow spending has been reported in a number of. There's one that speaks about my.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I'm saying, Chair, I would agree with you if you're saying we must get rid of one of the last two bullets, which is number 3 and number 4, because number 3 speaks about the delays in tender processes, which is also, number 4 also speaks about the delays experienced in supply chain management processes. I think that in the supply chain management processes, we've covered everything, the tender processes and everything, because it falls within the procurement process. It's one unit.
Okay.
I think, Chair, I will disagree with the submission made by Pedelan. In that, I think bullet point number 3 just highlights the areas that significantly contributed to the low spending by the department. But I think if you still remember, Chair, during the analysis of this report, it was noted that there were a lot of acting the positions, key positions in government. And what we are saying is that in plan number 4, you see, that cut of acting resulted in some of the supply chain management processes not taking place in time. So I think those two really have different context, because the first one gives you a view as to what is it that resulted to the slow spending, which is plan number 3. We are saying so those the spending was due to the late submission and quality of business plan, high vacancy rate, skill shortage, delays in tender processes. But in bullet number 4, we're saying there's a culture of acting which results at the end of the day to experiences that were noted in the supply chain management. Thank you.
I don't want another part to assist to rather sit next to me for the question.
Sir, that's notwithstanding what the researcher was saying, Usizwe. Acting in key positions can easily be fitted where there is a high vacancy rate. So that we take everything regarding personnel within that.
Okay, so yes. All we say is we can include it in number 3.
Then we delete bullet 4. Bullet 4.
In number 2. Thank you. know that in our program the members of the country, of course, countries are not, I don't think that they mean the amount of countries. So they can be kind of the country, yeah? And this country is in the U.S. But I think that the main issue is that this bullet, number two, says the government has clear currency management, but both training has been reported in a number of countries. This includes hospital organization, rural transport buildings, and infrastructure, national energy efficiency and demand side, blah, blah, blah. Now, number five, there's funds for such infrastructure development, and capacity to discuss environmental as well. Central budget for mentality are not optimal in the government. This includes, blah, 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 blah. But I'm saying, in number two, the F in this text, the growth number of growth program. Now, to me, this one doesn't give me what it is. Either we remove that number two, because in this second list, it covers the whole range. So, can you remove this?
Didn't we move two and leave the rest there?
No. I'm saying number two. In number two, there's listed all of the integration process of programs. Now, some of the findings also now seem to be referring to the first one, maybe the second one. Either we remove it because it includes everything, or we remove the others because that one is
no, Chair, what I wanted to say is that probably what we can do, because in bullet one also we do have the delay in supply chain management processes. But what probably we could do, Chair, but what I'm proposing, Chair, is that because the gist of the matter in this one, the sixth one, we wanted to communicate the message that says the delays and inefficiencies in supply chain systems results on tenders being cancelled and suspended due to irregularities. So the gist of the matter is irregularities that are taking place in that particular context. So I'm not sure if we can link probably that last part of the sixth finding to the first bullet or to the third bullet, and probably take out the rest.
In the third part.
Yes.
In the third part, there is two things delayed between last 7 cents that it says this includes, amongst others, the century, delay the supply chain management purposes, and the human development. Well, another view is the time in this
50 cents. No, I think it should fit very well in plan number 3, because I think in plan number 1, what we're saying is that some of the recommendations around those areas that I'm mentioning are not implemented by the department. So I think for me, it will fit very well in plan number 3.
Okay. Then we take out the rest.
In the content of the body, is there any mention of irregularities? It is.
Yes. Because I will. This finding is informed by the tender of the years of the development case, which was suspended and cancelled. Yes.
What if we remove this one? Because remember, the reason for not adopting it, we said let's wait for the fourth quarter report. That's why we wanted to do it now. In the fourth quarter report, I think we have spelled out on certain departments that need to take certain action at particular time. Remember, yesterday we were talking about 2 months, I mean 2 months for the self-raise that we were giving. Apart from proposing, but maybe we omit it here. Honorable Sir.
Because we also asked there that they must report within 30 days, but they will be reporting within 130 days now, because of the limit. And so let's just scrap it. It's not worth it. We've got the fourth quarter report, as you say.
Sure. Thank you very much. Number 2, the country cannot afford to delay healthcare infrastructure development any longer. That kind of health and conduction with each provincial counterpart and national government should develop a comprehensive plan to address challenges that are associated with hospital revival and the issue. This is why I'm not in my domicile. If I try to have this with me, this principle should also apply to some qualified that continue to understand. I think this one is very straightforward.
It should be the hospital revitalization program. But then this principle, it says this principle should also apply to some conditional grants that continues to underspend. Now, I've never heard of a conditional grant that underspends, because it's not a person or an entity. You can say that experienced problems are still experienced with the underspending of conditional grants. So the same principle should apply. But you can't say the conditional grant is underspending. A conditional grant doesn't spend.
This recommendation, I want you to comment. This recommendation is very clear. It's directed to health. Very clear. Now, but you qualify it with the general, what you call
some general, what you call, understanding, unconditional grants. Do you want to do that? Mantem, have you had your hand up?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm soft covered. What do you think?
I think they're not in the development of the fourth quarter special report,
okay.
Because I think there are some recommendations around that particular, so we can delete the last part.
Like I was saying to Sylvester, I don't think it's a good idea to delete it as well, because it emphasizes on what we've just said in the fourth quarter. And also for the committee to be able to track down if eventually, I mean, we manage to get hold of the system to track down the findings, I mean, the recommendations of the committee, it would be of assistance to the committee.
Okay. Actually, it may be, Pelegani, it's the other way around. This helps us to emphasize the one in the fourth quarter, not the fourth quarter, having, you know, qualifying this one.
Okay, the next one, the government must expedite the filling of vacancies and must improve its turnaround time for recruitment. An effective plan for retaining skills should be developed. Turnaround is a very important one. There's a big problem that we had in the fourth quarter from the work development. But, they did away with the recruitment agencies and built in-house infrastructure which experienced problems at the beginning. We hope that by now they have settled. But I don't know what you what I would say.
But
that's what
happened.
Yeah.
But that's what happened.
No, it's fine. It's we're making recommendations and then, okay, we have some that are general. No? Sorry.
What we could do, Chair, is read just the last sentence of that word, an effective plan of attending school should be developed. Just leave it out of it, because I think we covered that in the fourth quarter. Just like the general recommendation government must take about filling the vacancy, because that's continuous.
Do we have that in the first quarter? That statement, an effective plan for student retention on the first time. I don't remember. That has not been mentioned, but I think it's the first time I hear about it. And
then maybe we should bring it in, otherwise, the third quarter is going to be ignored.
Maybe.
I was saying maybe it would fit well in the first quarter because that's the rounding up of the period.
That was what you were saying, no? Okay.
Oh.
I was saying there's nothing wrong
in
this one, but because we had that 6.2, which cost a lot of unemployment and vacancies. Maybe
then we should leave it. Okay. The many of commendations. More effective internal audit functions and audit committees are required to assist management with effective and crucial. Where are we referring it to? Can you remember where we're referring to?
I think that finding is informed by the mandate of the audit committees and internal audits, as not about the section in the PFMA internal regulations, where it says it assists management to ensure that there are effective and efficient systems of internal controls within the department. So if we continue having these challenges and problems, that means to say, you see, the internal control processes within departments are not effective enough. So then it calls for the enhancement, you see, and capacity on the internal audit functions and audit committees.
Just on that one, Chair. For ourselves, even when we're doing oversight of these departments, it could be quite helpful that when they come to report to us, they actually bring their internal audit findings and recommendations. It would give us an idea of their functioning, and then want to speak to how they're looking at addressing the issues that are raised in them as well.
Okay. I want to put a suggestion that I think we all agree about the necessity for this paragraph for bullet. However, our recommendation should be stemming from the body report. So, what is there to create conclusion here, where we can put this as a conclusion? Because now we have the 1, 2, 3, 4th one, general, this should be done. But it's not directed to anyone. But they say this should be done on a general. But this one, I understand very well what Cesar is saying, but we're not saying that in terms of Department A, for instance, it was clear that there were shortcomings around this. Or you want us to flag it down and come back to it later?
No, just not flag anything down there anymore.
Okay, so that's our conclusion. Okay. Department of Public Works, in conjunction with COPTA and National Council, support the struggling municipalities and provinces that fail to meet its requirements for assessing incentive for the current year. Okay.
I would just suggest that before the words, the last two words, the incentive grant, that we add in the EPWP incentive grant so that people know what we're talking about.
There's a need for departments to enhance their budget planning and implementation. The level of compliance with relevant statutes during the budget implementation will require some improvement. whatever the need for the department to enhance the department's and implementation. The level of compliance with the relevant statute.
We see.
The relevant statute during the project implementation also requires planning. Any comments? No, I think another
part. I just have a problem with the word enhance, because enhance means bring forward, you know, move forward. In other words, make it much more quicker. Mm. I would say improve their budget planning and implementation instead of enhance.
Improve, yeah. Can I just add this one? Any other one that we said they were talking about, you, they go to the make a conclusion on that. So with I'm sorry my friend is not here. We can't adopt this report now before Honor from Sarah.
No, we can use
I must congratulate you for finishing before he arrived, Chair.
Sorry, Bruno, sorry, you wanted to say something.
Masicho says we're forming a crowd. Honor Masicho and Honor Sar, they're saying we're forming a. We have a chorus. So.
I'm informed that with the KZN they are busy with editing of it. So that's why they gave us this one.
Are you going to conference here on the planet?
Honourable members, with the report that we dealt with yesterday, the fourth quarter report, a revised or an amended version. An amended version has been done except for the last, what you call the report to be considered. It's the final report should say the report has been adopted. I'm informed that it will be sorted out. Okay. With the Eastern Cape report, I know that members are seeing it for the first time. Shall we? Can I propose a process on the side?
Chair, I received it yesterday. I've read right through it. It was a pleasure reading it because the language is good and the grammar is good and the spelling is good. So it was really a pleasure reading this report. And I would, if we can go to.
I will start with a thing on the process. Other members.
Yeah, the process is that we can, I really suggest with one small amendment that we can adopt it, Chair.
Other members did not do it because.
But other members may have amendments as well, but I've only got one small one.
Okay, we'll come to the small one you're having.
Masicho. I don't know the process, but an apology. Honorable Chake, she actually tried whilst we were in the Eastern Cape to fix her medical report.
Ah, okay.
Well, I propose for procedure, Chair, is that you take it page by page and say any comments on page 1, 2, 3, and so on.
Okay. I hope that you follow the report. If not, you follow the route that Honorable Prabhu has mentioned. I need to say another thing. I'll see that I'm trying to fix this.
And the background is the follows: the discriminatory policies of apartheid government created huge backlogs in the provision of services to black communities, particularly in rural areas. To date, traces of these policies can be seen across the country. In an effort to reverse consequences of these policies, the democratically elected government of the Republic of South Africa introduced two conditional grants in the financial year 2007-08. Aimed at addressing backlogs in electricity, water, and sanitation at schools and clinics. These were then the department. Page 1. These were the then Department of Minerals and Energy control grant for backlogs in electrification of clinics and schools, as well as then the then Department of Water Affairs and Forestry control grant for addressing backlogs in water and sanitation at clinics and schools. The Division of the Revenue Act provided that these contract grants would come to an end in the 2009-10 financial year. Accordingly, these grants were terminated and the 2010-11 Division of Revenue Act made no provision for them. The committee was and remains concerned about the termination of these contract grants mentioned above. It is its considered view that the objectives for which these grants were put in place have not been entirely achieved. Countless schools and clinics in rural areas remain without electricity, water, and sanitation. To this end, the committee is committed to engaging extensively with the relevant offices to ensure that rural communities are not disadvantaged by some of the decisions made on their behalf. It is against this background that the Standing Committee on Appropriation undertook an oversight visit to Eastern Cape Province. The purpose of the visit was to ascertain the progress made in dealing with backlogs in electrification, water, and sanitation at its clinics and schools. The committee invited both the National and Provincial Departments of Education, Health, and Energy to get an extensive account and a broader understanding of the challenges that still remain in dealing with backlogs. Some schools and clinics were assembled for the visit to get primary data and experiences of communities. This was to assist in getting full picture of the progress, assisting the committee to provide its perspective on the discontinuation of this grant. The following schools and clinics were visited, and all of the names of the clinics were visited in the Eastern Cape.
Thank you.
I'd just like to, that is the first paragraph, just to put a spin, you know.
Would you mind coming and sitting here? Or sit alone there at the corner there?
I'm happy with the book here. What is keeping me in order?
Okay. I was saying that I would like to put a spin on this report, but let's find a balance. Remember, our objective was to read this report with the department, with the presence of the department, so that we can engage in the discussion, but we did not do that. Maybe myself, I have to blame myself, because we did not invite them. But we can find another way of doing it. We adopt a report, we invite them, we have a discussion with them in terms of our findings. Will that be fine?
I think that will be the best way, because this is actually our opinion of what we saw there, and inviting them before we adopt this report will be as if we want them to convince us that what we saw is not true. So this is our true reflection. We found all these things as they are, and following us we can them, and made out of this report, you can even see who else to involve in there.
Any comment on the on page one? Page two. Okay.
There's one something for me on page one. Is that the report correctly says 1, 2, 3, the line, the sentence that starts with the Giving of Revenue Act, on the very, very first paragraph. No? The Giving of Revenue Act if you could have just indicated which one, I think one, the third, it would not indicate which not revenue act we're referring to. It means that it was, I don't know, F1 of 2007, yeah, I'm not sure what act was that, maybe 4 or something of 2007. Provided that these conditional grants would come to an end, in the 2008 financial year. Now the next sentence is, accordingly, these grants were terminated and the 2010, wow, okay, all right. Well, they were terminated, okay. Now I thought that I was having a disaster, but I'm fine, okay. Okay, let's continue then.
On the day one of the visit, the committee had a briefing with the provincial departments of health, national departments of water affairs, EPCOM, provincial department of human settlements. These assisted the community to gather more information about the provincial status regarding electrification, water and sanitation of schools and clinics. During the engagement, the director general indicated that the Department of Water Affairs was appointed as a special purpose vehicle. Its responsibility was to implement projects that aim to eradicate water and sanitation backlogs. The responsibility of the project quantification remained with the sector department. The process was thus one of the collaborations between Department of Water Affairs and other sector departments. It was indicated that there are still schools without sanitation in the province, and approximately 150 million rand is still needed for the sanitation of the remaining schools. It was reported that a list of clinics that were allocated to the department were all provided with water and sanitation. Some of the challenges reported were that in some cases proper water and sanitation were provided, but the province was currently experiencing drought which had lasted longer than a year. As a result of the drought, schools were left with no water and eventually the VIP system had to be returned to the school. The cost per unit in building toilets was approximated to 35,000, depending on the proximity of schools to urban areas, with the cost getting higher for schools that are far away from urban areas. The following interventions were made to address some of the challenges of water shortages. The first one is the runabout clay pumps and the boreholes and the connection of existing pipes. In respect of the runabout play pumps, schools were required to monitor the facility and report any faults to a number that was provided for this purpose. The department was, however, aware that schools were not making use of the number. The committee noted that the VIP seat latrines was always a questionable option in terms of whether or not it was best option in ensuring the dignity of the people. There are a number of schools that are still without electricity connection in the province. It was indicated that over 1,000 schools that still need electrification and that additional funding was still required. In the financial year 2008-09, 174 schools were electrified, 155 schools were electrified in the 2009-10 financial year. That seemed to be a challenge in quantifying a number of schools that are still without electricity. This negatively impacts on the credibility of data that is used for policy decision making. During the hearings, it transpired that while ESCOM, which is the implementing agency, have a complete database of schools that have been electrified, the Provincial Department of Education failed to provide information on a number of schools that are still without electricity. The committee was informed that the Provincial Department of Human Settlements was responsible for managing the water and sanitation in the province. It was reported that it had been a challenge to get the electrification program going. To this end, the committee noted that the role of energy needed to account funding given to it for the recreational schools and venues. Notably, the National Department of Energy was not present at the oversight, despite having been invited and having confirmed the spirit of the invite. The committee has informed that the only clinics that were not attended to were those that did not fall under the category and the mandate of the Provincial Department of Human Settlement. Nationally, 1,706 schools remained without electrification. It was indicated that government adopted solar panels as other form of energy to schools and clinics in communities without proper electrification infrastructure. While these solar panels were installed, a number of challenges were reported, some of which were observed during the visit. These include the lack of maintenance, which resulted to non-functionality, theft and vandalism, the lack of sufficient voltage to connect appliances, including refrigerators that store medicines in some clinics. Energy from solar panels only suffices for lighting purposes. Solar panels are dependent on weather. The responsibility of maintenance of solar panels was often left with the school principals or the clinic managers without provision of the maintenance plan. Should I stop there, Chair? The void between the national and provincial departments was noted to be glaring. An amount of 567 million was unspent in contracts run by the province in the 2009 financial year. It was therefore the view of the committee that the departments that were not in attendance ought to be invited to appear before the committee at the earliest convenience to respond to outstanding matters. The committee ascertained whether specifications given to contractors for construction of new schools and clinics include installation of electricity, water, and sanitation. It was reported that specification was drafted by the 11th Sector Department and the Department of Public Works contracts as the department specification. The committee was concerned that clinics are operating 8 hours a day, even in areas where there are no hospitals and these clinics are closed during the weekend. The committee views health care as one of the most critical services.
No, I don't know what it's weekend. Yeah, it's weekend.
The committee views health care as one of the most critical services and an apex priority of government. The Constitution regards this service as a basic and provides every citizen a right to health care. The closing of clinics after working hours and during weekends violates this fundamental right as it might necessarily put people's lives at risk. It was of the view that such services ought to be provided around the clock, particularly in areas where there were no hospitals. The national and provincial departments have concurrent functions in respect of health according to the Constitution. Municipalities who are providing clinics were embarking on unfunded mandate. You see, that was the view of the committee. The committee was informed that there were efforts at national level to deal with the gaps in planning and coordination. The committee was further informed of a serious challenge which involved some municipalities who used their allocated funds for unscheduled maintenance on other things and then called the Department of Water Affairs in request of additional funding. The Department of Human Settlement had not registered the program with the Public Works as a extended Public Works program. As such, it was not benefiting from the EPWP incentive grant. The department will look into this in order to expand the program. It was the view of the committee that the department had not familiarized itself with the priorities of government, one of which it is the creation of employment.
Environment is
No, sir, on the same page, on the first paragraph, where it says, on the first of the roundabout playground, schools were required to monitor the facility and report any faults to a number they were provided. Chair, I just wondered maybe to have a little bit of I don't know whether we amend or we do some addition in the sentence that says the department was, however, aware that schools were not making use of the number. Because I believe my memory serves me well, the issue of access was also one of the things to access even the people from that particular number. They were, it's either they don't access them, or if they have, they do not respond in terms of reaching out to school and also, you know, I think there was a problem also around that one, which I think it must also appear the issue of access. On the first paragraph, where it starts with boreholes, then you go to the paragraph.
Oh, okay.
What page is it? Sorry, third page, sir. I want us to bring an element that says, it is, I don't know how are we going to put it, by the issue of access.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is actually no access. It was also indicated that they do not access the number, other than the department being aware that schools are not making use of the number. I think it's not enough because it shows the other side of the government, why schools have this other frustration in terms of that particular number.
I also think you should say the telephone number. Otherwise, it sounds like an ordinary telephone.
For them to say it's like
this. Why does the Department of Education say this number was not in a school or reporting that the number was in a social
media?
Yeah. Oh, okay. If you mean.
I'm not sure if I captured it correctly, Chair, but I'm saying the department was ever aware that schools were not making use of the telephone number due to the limited access in some instances, because it was mentioned that not all of the time it was due to the issue of the access. So I think in some instances it was due to the limited access. It says the department was ever aware that schools were not making use of the telephone number due to the limited access in some instances.
Thank you.
also say, at most times, when they use this number, there is nobody to respond on the other side. So I'm not sure whether that is no access.
Let's have what we call it. Limited is comparative, it's relative. I think that colleagues would want to be very clear that the feeling was that this number was not. But when you say the department, are we talking about which department are we talking about? Education? I think that maybe we should take that second meeting. Okay, any comments? Fine, okay. Okay, then the page on weekend.
Yes.
Page starting with the voice.
I'm gonna put it
to. Yeah.
Just in the fourth line down, it says that we're not in attendance ought to be invited. Ought, I think that A should be an O, not. And that same ought is also in the seventh line of the third paragraph. It should also be O and not A. And then weekends, I think you've already referred to. And Department of Human Settlements in the second last paragraph, that human should be capital letter. Second last paragraph in the start of it, the Department of Human Settlements.
The last sentence of the 1-3rd paragraph says, Manifesting, who was providing the genius? We're embarking on an unfounded mandate.
Sure.
I think I just missed some of the Western.
Chair, municipalities are not allowed to put up clinics anymore. It's only district municipalities may do so. But the money is provided by the provinces.
Yes. The message that is being said here is that the arm of the policy is that still provide this service. However, they are not getting support from all the
government. That's why it's unfunded, but it's unfunded to be because they're not allowed to do it.
I'm just talking about the English. I agree with the sentiment. Municipality is worth providing since Tazalad. Yeah, maybe clinic services, yeah. Yeah. Okay, now it's fine. Okay. Public Service Commission?
The resolution from PSC indicated that visits undertaken to service delivery sites, yes, including clinics. It was reported that some clinics were running on prepaid electricity and the department did not provide money as and when requested. The committee noted this as a serious concern, as the rural people mainly rely on clinics for healthcare services. The PSC further reported that in some cases there were mortality wards that were heated with paraffin heaters. In two clinics in Old Tambo district, there was no water despite having kept about 20 meters from the clinic. In this case, there was piping done from the tap to the clinic, but no connection. The commission had sampled these clinics and was of the view that the observed trends were typical in the problem. The committee was keen to establish what the specifications given by the Department of Health to Public Works were. The PSC was requested to provide a routine submission by Thursday, which is the 5th August. The commission was requested to be specific in its submission to assist the work of the committee and for the province to make a follow-up. The Department of Health has noted that there were a lot of inroads that had been done. However, there remained a lot of outstanding issues. The public service generally did not have adequate planning capacity. Often the strategy and the budget do not speak to each other. this led to duplication and wastage. It was also the view of the department that it was not proper to have all departments implementing. The result was that different departments would give different reports. There was a need to look into the model of center of excellence. The committee made categorically that its responsibility was with the majority of the people who were yearning for services. It was also viewed that various departments such as energy department needed to coordinate with other sector departments. It was noted that the lack of support from other departments was posing a challenge to the good work being done by the department, by the provinces department of human settlement.
Okay. Thank you. Any comments?
Just the paragraph, the Department of Water Affairs noted that there were a lot of inroads that had been done. It's not done, it's made. The word done should be replaced by made.
However, there remains a lot more.
Then the last sentence there is a challenge to the good works being done by the province. It's just work, not works.
Okay.
Sorry, Sam, this is not about the report, but it's part of the report. Did you get the submission on the paper from... Do we have it?
We do have. I know that it is to them.
I think what needs to be done with that submission, we must make copies for all the members to have the water code. And as I said, that one would have to be attached to the report. Honourable members, day two.
On the second day of the visit, the committee visited Matamshalo Junior Primary Secondary School in Port St. John's. This school was built by a community using sticks and mud in 1997 and was registered as Section 21 school by the Eastern Cape Department of Education. It has three classrooms accommodating four grades with total number of 105 learners and four teachers. Since the establishment of this school, no assistance was ever received from the Eastern Cape Department of Education regarding the structure, water supply, sanitation, and electrification. The school governing body reported that an application was submitted to the Department of Education requesting proper infrastructure, and this application was approved by the department. The new structure was supposed to be built in June 2008, but nothing was done. Since the school was declared the Section 21 school in 2009, an amount of 80,000 was transferred to it by the Department of Education for maintenance, works, stationery, and other necessities. The 10% that could have been transferred in January for day-to-day running of the schools was only transferred in July 2010. The 45% tranche had not been received at the time of the visit. It was indicated that children of about 12 years walk about 12 kilometers to fetch water from the river. This is done during school hours and significantly impacts on the learning schedule. Ms. F. Mamlan, the Deputy District Manager responsible for 25 schools, reported that during MEC Makhato's turn, the school received 100,000 rand for infrastructure. The Department of Public Works was supposed to carry out the purchasing of materials for the construction. The committee was informed that there were challenges in the tendering process and that to date the money was still in the school's bank account. Attempts by the school governing body to get assistance from the department went in vain. The National Department of Special Education reported that the reports it had received from the provincial department differed from what had been observed at the school. The department committed to submit a report to the minister in this regard. The committee requested Ms. Ngamlana from the District Department of Education to submit a detailed report in writing to the committee. This report will include the priority list that was forwarded to the Commercial Education Department. The second location that was visited by the committee was Nkumandeni Clinic in Maleni under the Nyandene district, under the Nyandene sub-district. This clinic is run by one sister and one nursing assistant who saw about 70 patients a day. This facility was facing a number of challenges which limited its ability to provide basic health services. The clinic had a prepaid electricity meter without any provision of petty cash. Consequently, the staff bought electricity out of their own resources. The electricity was only adequate for lighting and could not be used for refrigerators or other appliances. Solar panels were installed 2 weeks prior to the visit of the committee, but were still not working. The clinic made use of gas refrigerator to store vaccines and other medicines that needs to be kept in cool temperatures. It was reported that the gas refrigerator was not reliable, and as a result, most of the vaccines and medicines are stored in the hospital. Ms. V. Vati, the sub-district manager, reported that she had submitted a request to ESCOM for the upgrade of electricity at the clinic, but was awaiting the response that there were taps for water installed in the clinics, but they were not working. The clinic was also facing other challenges, such as shortage of staff. There is only one ambulance. A late response from the emergency service due to the bad conditions of the roads leading to the clinic. Provision of a stipend for home-based caregivers. The premises were too small, and there was a lack of privacy. It was reported that the clinic had been promised extension of premises in 2007. In 2008, the surveyors came, but there was no sign of any construction work thereafter. The committee requested the District Department of Health to submit expenditure figures to the committee for more details on the situation of the clinic. The members agreed that the National and Provincial Department of Health would have to be invited to explain to Parliament the conditions observed by the committee.
In the paragraph, Chair, did we receive that report?
From
is it not important that we state that Makram Cholo was a mad school? And the clinic at Berlin, the clinic was constructed before 1994. It was a pre-1994 clinic. So we're not sure whether the problems are attributed to that.
The second sentence, under date, the school was built by a community using sticks and mud in 1997.
You see, this other chapter is in the... I propose that we keep that side.
Honorable Noble and members, you see what I'm... I mean, the point that Honorable Noble is saying, maybe, I'm not sure if it is not coming across strongly there. The school was built by a community using sticks and mud in 1997. Is it fine,
Yes.
Okay. So, but you had the second question, come. But the clinic in Okay.
Thank you, Chair. At this school, at the mass school, we received a lot of information from the SCP. Which was really relevant, and the mention of the SCP should tell
us. Okay.
I'm not sure, Chair, if the second paragraph.
For the request that an application was submitted. You see, the second paragraph, right? On day two, it starts with the school governing body reported that an application was submitted to the Department of Education requesting proper infrastructure. This application was approved by the department. But all that it doesn't say is which year. I think it was 2008, right?
Both the
center
concerns.
Mm.
Both the
former
and the current
center. Yeah, let us put that 2000. I don't know. Okay. Okay, we're fine. Yes,
Professor, it was reported out of the 25 schools that she oversaw, I think 5 of them were still my structure. I don't know if we want to put that in just so that that picture of...
You know, that was a very good report she gave. I mean, like, even the one was responsible for clinics, who say, out of the 22, only 7 were electrified and what... You remember that information? Yeah. If you can put those, I think they are very important because it will help us to contextualize, especially that we did not reach many what you call the areas. Ma'am,
Chair. I want to speak on the paragraph that speaks about Ms. Ngamla. And I think that lady is not the district manager, but if I'm not mistaken, she's the second manager.
Yeah.
And then Chair, I also want us to reflect on this 100,000 for infrastructure. Because if you read this paragraph, it says the money is still in the school's bank account, and it also speaks to the role of the public and the public way. I think this is a little bit... Because if the money is in the school account.
It's in the department.
Okay, I wanted to leave it to check
the particular. Because the schools really have access to this money.
Yeah. Because if the school had access, they would have other ways of dealing with the processes other than relying on the Department of Work, probably.
But the report says the committee requested, the committee of the master to be in the number. But in terms of what Honorable Kunis was saying, that it is correct to say Mr. Namla and the project district manager. But there was a request reported that during the commission of the school of the state,
contributing to the
society.
On the third day of the outside visit, the committee visited the farm school in Queenstown. The school made use of the community hall as its premises. It had five grades, ranging from grade R to grade 5. All of these met in one class, and there was one teacher who taught all the learners. There was a tap just outside the schoolyard, and the school had a VIP toilet on the premises. The committee was informed that after grade 5, the learners were transported to another school, and this transport was provided by the Provincial Department of Education. The committee proceeded to Manzana Senior Secondary School in Ingqobo. The mayor of the local municipality of Ingqobo, Mr. Giyose, was present to welcome the committee. The deputy principal of the school, Mr. Mbashe, reported that the school had some infrastructure challenges. It had a refurb structure which was constructed in 1995. The lifespan of the building at the time was reported to be 5 years. 15 years late, the structure was debilitated and posed a risk to learners who were taught in the structure. The school had neither water nor sufficient toilets. It was reported that 700 learners taught at the school shared 7 toilets. It was reported that a letter had been written to the Provincial Department of Education requesting toilets, but no response has been received. The school also reported its need for adequate equipment for its science laboratory, as well as shortage facilities. The Provincial Department reported that the school would not be assisted with its infrastructure challenges in the 2009-10 financial year. It added that this would be catered for in the 2011-12 financial year. It, however, noted that the conditions of other schools in the province, the infrastructure in these schools is of good quality compared to the schools in its priority list. The department also noted that there was a backlog of approximately 500 more schools that needed urgent attention in the province. It was reported that for the school to have a tap inside its premises, it needed to apply to the district municipality. The water would be metered and would need to be paid for. The committee was informed that the applied ratio for the provision of toilets was 1 to 20. The district office also reiterated the challenge that funds were being transferred late to the schools. It was reported that the 10% allocation for day-to-day running was only transferred in June. The last site visit was to Manzana Clinic in Ingqobo under the Chrisani district. This clinic operates 8 hours a day with an on-call system, and the strategy was to reach the vast areas, assisting about 130 patients a day. The clinic is very small and short of many resources it needed to provide basic care. A metered electricity box, a solar system, and electricity poles were installed by ESCOM to supply the clinic with electricity. These facilities were not fully functional at the time of the visit. The metered box could only be used for lighting. The solar system and electricity pole were installed 3 years ago, but they were still not working. Gas refrigerators were being used to store vaccine and other medicines, but they were also not reliable. The electricity shortage has been reported to the Provincial Department of Health and ESCOM, but the clinic was informed that there were no funds available to complete this project. The clinic harvested rain water into Georgia tanks, but since the start of the drought that the province was experiencing, the municipality assisted by sending a truck of water to fill up the tanks. The district director, directors Ms. N. Spam and Ms. Keys reported to the committee that in Ingqobo there were 22 clinics and 2 community health centers. 7 of these were multi structures registered under the Department of Health. The Manzini Clinic had 2 full-time nurses and 4 contract nurses instead of the 10 that is required. There were only 2 ambulances that were stationed at All Saints Hospital, and the emergency response time was between 2 to 3 hours. Apart from this, the clinic was facing a number of other challenges, such as the aged equipment, the shortage of consultation rooms, compromising the privacy of patients, and the nurse's home within the clinic premises was in bad state. All the challenges were in the clinic authority list, which were constantly submitted to the Provincial Department of Health by the district. Some of these priorities have been within the department for more than 2 years. The chairperson of the clinic ward committee was also present and informed the committee about the number of challenges the clinic was facing and the numerous attempts to remedy the clinic situation. On the last day of the visit, the committee had a short debriefing meeting with different departments to discuss its observations during oversight visit in the province. The committee stressed to the department that there are a lot that still needed to be done in the province. The observation made by the community included the following. While plans for the relocation of backlogs in electricity, water supply and clinics were discontinued, there are still many schools and clinics that still require these services in the province. There's still a huge backlog of mud structures in the province. Funds for schools and clinics were transferred late by the provincial department, if transferred at all, and this was slowing down administration. Service providers were paid late for their services. The intervention of the infrastructure grant funds could not be visible seen by the committee during its visit. Some of the government's interventions are not sustainable as they depend. They are not sustainable as they depend on weather conditions. These include solar panels and water harvesting through treasure tanks. Clinics in most rural areas do not sufficiently respond to the needs of the communities as they only operate 8-hour services. There are still a lot of challenges with regard to energy supply. This includes the lack of maintenance of solar panels, installation of prepaid facilities, unfinished connections, and electricity supply that are insufficient to cover the needs of the clinics. Some databases used for policy decision seem to be incredible. There's no centralized planning by government departments to deal with infrastructure needs. The committee then requested from the departments a report from the Department of Basic Education, Health and Energy on issues identified by the committee on its oversight visit in preparing for a meeting that will be held in Parliament. The other section provides the input from other stakeholders. I'm not sure if
just the first paragraph, the line 6. It says, 5 learners were bused to another school, but they must have 2 S's, otherwise it's doomed. But, that's on that page, yeah, but do you want to continue with that page first of all? I've got quite a lot of remarks on the next page.
Any other comments on the school.
No, sir, I think it's very clear that this is the view of the department, because we're saying it added, and that it represents the department, not the view of the community.
Well, let's put it like that. Let's put it like that. Yeah, it's a matter of the general, it's not our view.
I don't know if we want to put there as well that the priority lists that are submitted aren't based on any kind of, or when money is given, it's not really based on any kind of norms or standards. It's on discretion of a management team of sorts. Okay. And then the other thing that came out of there was that the department has put a freeze on infrastructure spend for this financial year. Yeah, came out from this particular school, but in general as well.
There's also something, I don't know if it's important, maybe then we can, maybe we're not necessarily able to add it, but when we discuss it, maybe we can have it. I mean, it can be raised to the department of education, also which are then. You remember the research management, you are very frustrated.
And anger.
Because every year, even this Ramla, I thought, every year they are required to submit priorities. And they don't get responses for them. But that's what means them, and at the end of it, they never get a response. Maybe we can put it in the, it's all in the completely covered on that one.
No, sir, I'm sure we've communicated that on the recommendations. It might not be clear on the body, but on the recommendations we've made it clear that the Department of Education should okay, it's recommendation number four. Yes, transparency and accountability should be strengthened when the provincial department addresses issues with the priority list from the district level. So as to avoid
I'm trying also to think how do we relate this priority list to the relevant component, which is fiscal planning in the Department of Education, so that it becomes clear where the frustration is. Because the frustration, I believe, in my view, is at the level of the fiscal planning. Because those are the people that use this priority list, which moves from circuit from, you know, to district and so on. But as a component that deals specifically with that.
These were the first services. Don't relate to the number of standards. Now, maybe it is because of the
when the priority lists are drawn up, there is no kind of norms and standards that they want to implement. So the priority lists are drawn up by the school and to the district offices. But when it goes to head office, the management team there, which would be in the physical plan, they then just decide on their own what needs to get done. And sometimes outside of even what was submitted by the school.
Maybe we can get to integrate what you say.
I'm not sure if I captured it very well, but I can just read the phrase. It says the committee noted that when the budget is allocated to schools, it disregards the norms and standards of the prioritization of schools. As per the information received from the districts, the provincial managers in fiscal planning disregard priority lists and allocated funds according to their discretion.
That things were not so bleak as far as things were concerned. Those clinics were operating 8 hours a day, but they were saying, sorry, they have emergency arrangements for clinic. That's correct, yeah. Yes, yeah, whatever, I mean, something like that. I think that we should not say all is doom and gloom.
Now we are on that page. They were showing me that the issue that I was raising about the emergency
access by people who are for labor department, something like that. I'm not sure.
Before the apology and labor, let's get to this issue. 8 hours, because the test said not everything is that's bad, because there's this call center arrangement. So it will have to take us back to an unnumbered page that spoke about that youth voice. Because we said the committee was concerned that clinics are operating 8 hours. Or it's page 4. Because we have to link them.
What page is that?
No, they said
page 4.
And it starts with the voice.
If you put number on this page.
When they pass it, that is above passage, yeah. Because it says you are concerned that the clinics are operating 8 hours a day, even in areas where there is no hospital and these clinics are closed during the weekend. And then here we say
a call on call. After hours.
So the team must link to someone, unless you can do some.
But do you see what you are reading? But on this one, of the case that you see. With an
we just want a link between the two, that some of us will say we are so concerned, and on another page, there's no water.
My
So can we use the word sum?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whilst you are on that clinic, it was not built by the state, it was a donation. It remains in that condition. It was built in the 1980-something. It remains as well when it was constructed. And we can say this without any fear because we got there when they were raising awareness on tuberculosis. It happened. It was happening while we were there. And the Eastern Cape is one of the provinces that have a high.
We are still on Thursday.
This is Thursday, the clinic.
Yeah.
And the Eastern Cape has got is one of the provinces that have got a high epidemic of XDR. So sort of we killed two birds with one stone. We visited the clinic for something else, but we found them doing something. So it means that the people around are raising awareness against tuberculosis. On to business. You can put it in the white. That is the last paragraph on this page. What do we add? That is not built by the community. No, because the
community.
The community, and that there was an awareness on this thing, incidentally. So I think we're going to the next stage now. Are you still constructing something?
Through you, Chairperson.
we 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, the same bullet that Honorable Paul was referring to. The intervention of infrastructure grant funds could not be easily foreseen by the committee. What's that? What are we saying? The intervention of infrastructure grant funds.
lest we get challenged if we include that level. So this kapha is such that it reflects what you want to achieve.
There, what you can do is that you can say centralized planning by a government department does not necessarily meet the requirements of the schools and clinics on the ground or that we visited.
Sure, what we could refer to always say the better coordination between government departments. Is required to ensure the status, to ensure the.
No, okay, now we can deal with the other input now.
Thank you, sir. The input from different stakeholders read as follows. ESCOM reported that some of the schools that needed to be electrified were not on the Department of Education's database and were submitted by different individuals directly to ESCOM. Vandalizing of schools and clinics that were already connected was one of the major contributing factors to the backlog. ESCOM acknowledged that a lot still needed to be done in the province and it would need to work closely with the relevant departments. Then we'll add the suggestion by Honorable Ngobo.
Yeah, I think that is very important because they will say that what contributes to this was okay.
Secondly, the Department of Education reported that due to the department's overspending in the 2009-2010 financial year, it had to stop all payments for that financial year. Projects had to be stopped because there were no funds to pay service providers. The department explained that the prioritization of school processes from the district and level from the district level take out the end. Sorry about that. It was indicated that Manzana Secondary School was not on Engobo district's priority list and they would make sure it was on the district's prioritization list of the financial year 2011-2012. Thirdly, the Department of Health informed the committee that the major contributing factor to the bad state of health services in the Eastern Cape was the lack of funds.
Just on education, that middle sentence is the department expenses prioritization of schools processes from the district level. I think we should replace the word processes with emanated from the district level.
Department, explain that to you.
Prioritization of schools emanated from the district level.
Prioritization of school infrastructure.
It was indicated that Manzana Secondary School was not on Engobo District. Engobo District's priority list. And they would make sure it was on the district's prioritization list of the financial year 2011-2012.
I don't know if early on we had then put in to say that all infrastructure projects have been stopped. Because that's what they said when they said they'd reprioritize it for next financial year. They said all infrastructure projects had been put on hold by the Department of Education this year.
Everything is shifted to 2011-2012.
Yeah. Number three, the Department of Health informed the committee that the major contributing factor to the bad state of health services in the Eastern Cape was the lack of funds. Other reasons that it mentioned were that government departments had to pay government levies and other fees. Corruption within the province and the tendering system in place led to a poor quality of services, as the cheapest service providers were chosen.
I agree with the broad statement, but sometimes they choose even the most expensive person, and they still deliver rubbish, so, because of corruption as well. So I think we did. Yeah. when speaking about waste removal, garbage is perfectly correct, Jefferson. Yes. Okay. So I think just we can that the one of taking the cheapest all the time, I think it can just come out.
Now the, I understand that you
all have members from the Eastern Cape understand what you're talking about. But we're only reporting what they what they told us. We will debate this what they call it.
I can't talk until I'm told to. Why for F. Manzana, I'm not sure whether you remember the statement that was made by the member from the National Department of Health to say, hey, who is that lady? But the lady that addressed us the first day was saying, it seems to be building toilets time and again until we got no space. Then he said there is a need to work together with the health department around working on these toilets so that every 3 months they can be... there could be some disinfection of some sort that would be put in the toilet to an enzyme or something.
That engineer from the health department.
It's from the health department.
Okay. So what
you're referring to is when we were not criticizing, but asking whether Petra 3 were the best option for a point came. Okay.
Okay. Sir, we're on number four. The time to start picketing is about to... I'm glad by that time we'll be done with this report. Number four, say the Department of Cooperative Governance and Regional Affairs reported that it will follow up on most of the issues identified by the committee during the oversight visit and write a report on them.
Chairperson, I'm not certain I don't have any receipt upon our report. I don't think we received up to now a report.
not sure, but I'm told that the follow up would be made on the on this one.
Sorry.
I don't seem to remember. That's why I was consulting that Costa was present. But I think that we'll come back to this one. We'll come back to this one. I'm not sure. My father.
Thanks, Chair. Before getting to the next one, we're going. Chair, maybe from your office, Abuzis, they should, as soon as possible, begin to check all the reports that you want, all the written things that we want, so that next week at least you are able to go through those things, because some of them will influence some of the of the thinking and recommendations they make. Thanks.
Public Service Commission.
The Public Service Commission alleged that the priority list that was submitted to provincial department by district were manipulated, and this needed to be dealt with first in order for any other plans to work. The Public Service Commission had a report in place for the committee containing more details on the areas visited by the committee and the areas that could not be covered.
The Public Service Commission alleged that the priority list that was submitted, those priority lists refer to drinking or going out smoking or who goes first, or does it refer to schools? So I think we should just say the respect of schools.
But I know that you are aspiring diplomats. Do you want to say unless, or maybe that's what they believe?
Yeah.
And then because they were strong.
Use another
example, okay, but
the National Treasurer informed the committee that it would engage more with the relevant departments on the issues observed during the visit. It added that it was awaiting a report from the Provincial Department of Health and Education. Schools and clinics. The slow pace with which this is done currently has hindered the rollout of other basic services that are designed to improve the lives of the poor and the province, which include electricity, water, and sanitation.
I agree with the first thing, which refers to my schools and clinics. And then he says the same place which this is done as in the other basic, the schools and clinics, you know, produce electricity and water and sanitation. The two doesn't come together. How does one influence the other?
Sir, I think this recommendation is informed by the fact that when we engage with the Department of Energy before the oversight, they told us that they electrified most of the schools, but some of the schools that were electrified are mainly because of their structure, such as my structure, and those that do not belong to the government. So the mud structure also hinders the rollout of electricity, because if it was not a mud structure, it would have been electrified a long time ago.
I think that this statement has also been said here. I've heard the statement in Kalani that it's one of the contributory factors. I think that one of the fact, I think the there's a word I wanted to use. I think it's like the slow pace with which this is currently is hindered. has hindered the rollout of other basic services. So I think that's the catch word, basic services such as blah, 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 blah. Does it make sense? You're not
If we build schools and clinics, are we suddenly going to find the electricity and water and sanitation? If we put it in schools, then it's not available. This is what we're saying now.
Now, I think that what we are saying is that what we have said in the report is that the Department of Education alleged, I'm just using it guardedly, alleged that, no, it was not education, it was ESCOM, I'm sorry, and energy. They could not electrify schools because there was mass structures, and the department was saying that it was going to rebuild those schools, and therefore they had to wait for that process before they can electrify them. Whether the schools are being rebuilt or not, then that is another question. Let's take Honorable Sasta for the follow-up.
Could we say the slow pace with which this is done retards the provision of other basic services that are designed to improve the lives of people? Is it a slow pace with which this is done retards the provision of other basic services that are designed to improve the lives of the poor and the poor, including electricity, water, and sanitation?
Chairman, can I say something? I think, can I add up? I think the retard is fine, but I say hinder is more appropriate, because the retard, you say the person's retarded and so on. Hinder.
The retard means close.
Yeah, hinder. H-I-N-D-E-O. Hinder. Hinder. I don't mind if it's hinder. Hinder. Retard, you can use the retard as well. But you say a person's retarded, but you can say it's retarded as well.
Yeah.
But you were to mention in the word retard, I consider it
there. Oh, I was going to restrict it then because it's the Honorable Swartz has tried to justify. I was going to say to get out of all of this, I was going to say it hinders the process in these two basic priorities in our government, these two government priorities. I was just going to say that now he's corrected himself because health and education are basic priorities, but now Honorable Swartz has come to live with it somehow. I was just going to drag it back to the fact that these two are the basic priorities.
The Department of Education should improve the coordination and distribution of budget allocation to schools. This should be prioritized at the beginning of each year.
Yeah, they said
it's not only about education. Okay. There is a need to identify and strengthen relationships with all stakeholders, including local communities, in carrying out certain projects so as to ensure the maintenance and ownership of such projects, as well as the creation of employment within the community. I think that was taken from that perspective where we went to that clinic where there was a chairperson of the CB of the clinic who was unemployed, and also chairperson of the committee, yeah, and also secondly the fact that there were some projects like your solar panels which were not maintained. They were saying that if the service provider just comes and installs your solar panels and walk away without really giving a clear direction as to say who is going to be responsible for maintenance and all of that. Transparency and accountability should be strengthened when the provincial department addresses issues in the priority list from district level, so as to avoid confusion informed by the frustrations of the district managers that we came across when we were at Manzana. It also and accusations thereafter. So we try to summon that up in today's comment.
Okay.
Should you say addresses issues in the priority list for schools received from district level? Otherwise we again don't know which priority list he's referring to.
Can you
repeat
that?
Let's just add the words in the bottom, addresses issues in the priority list for schools received from district level. For schools received from district level.
The last one says there is a need for the integration and alignment of processes within the department to ensure that all components within the department are on the same planning level, especially the supply chain and infrastructure development unit.
What
is that? We're saying that when we were at the clinic in Galene, they were saying that the department of... Chair, the committee will decide whether it will want it as a recommendation or as a conclusion. But now we just made a recommendation.
Okay.
Thanks, Chair. I think for me that would be a recommendation in that if there's no aligned planning within the department, and obviously that will need to be corrected. But I think we can just be specific as to which department we're talking about. Because I think for me it's the issue of the planning infrastructure within the Department of Education. But clearly, I think as I said that, you see, there's a need for that.
Okay.
Can I just say, maybe we should have a conclusion, a paragraph of the conclusion. Because this is, in general, I think that it would be better place if it's a conclusion, because I do understand what you're saying. We spoke earlier about coordination. Well, we're referring to education alone. Now we're referring to different departments.
The one that we referred to as education was in the context of the budget allocation. This one is in the context of all the components within the department, that they should be aligned, so that we don't find a situation where we find an incomplete project, and when we ask why this project is incomplete, they say, you know, the processes, what, you know, there's delays in the procurement, there's delays in what and what. Everybody should be on the same planning phase to say, what is that expected from the supply chain? What is expected from the infrastructure development on the time, this particular project, so they should be, you know, central planning and understanding for everybody.
I don't have, but maybe I can say something. I agree with you. But now I come to a point where I'm saying whether we can use this as a conclusion or as a recommendation, because what he's citing is actually a challenge in all government departments. there is a lack of integration and alignment in all government systems. So I really don't know whether we can make this as a point. It's a very important point, but I don't know. What do we do to actually pick up or to actually demonstrate that this is the problem in all the government departments. Hence, we don't have coordinated service delivery projects.
Thank you, Comrade.
I think we have stated all the facts that we went, we saw, we discovered. And then in the end, we are concluding that there needs to be coordination because this is all about lack of coordination. But maybe the recent mind might think better about that.
I thought that bullet 3,
bullet 5,
maybe, can I use the power vested in me to take a ruling now? 3 and 5 will create a conclusion. Because 3 also said there's a need to identify the part we will conclude it. Five,
there's a need again for integration. It's like an observation, not really a recommendation, it's like an observation that there's this need. In other words, it's concluding that things are not coordination. It's also around coordination. Never mind that it's just bigger than the within the department. The other one was within one department. We understand that this one, I also understand that you're raising it in line with what ESCOM, for instance, was saying. It was not only ESCOM. The water affairs, they were also complaining. First, water affairs said that even said that they had to go out themselves and find us because the Department of Education, first, Department of Education was very criticized. Was the most criticized. Of a lack of response, of lack of being responsive, and all kinds.
There's a silent protest. Yeah. There's a silent protest.
Yeah, no, absolutely, yeah, but.
And this meeting is ending at 1, not now.
Sorry, pardon?
You think I'd like this meeting to end at 1, not now.
I want you to call Honorable Robert the Ghana person to get this, even if it isn't the case. Chair, I would, just for that last bullet point, I would like to suggest the following wording. There is a need for integrated planning and planning alignment by the various stakeholder departments, especially as far as supply chain and infrastructure development units are concerned. There is a need for integrated planning and planning alignment by the various stakeholder departments, especially as far as supply chain and infrastructure development units are concerned.
Excuse me, Honorable Dr. Ravis, you're on the phone. I didn't know this. Honorable Chair, as requested in the beginning of the meeting, there was a case that we be excused. I don't know, I didn't know if they were open. I'm not sure. But, my brother.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, thank you for doing two sections in one session. Thank you very much. You really
made it
to many
books.
Then you can
be able to
know that I'm not mentioned in that
move. Can someone then, can you adopt it?
But we said we're not going to adopt a chair because we're going to see with the process of all the men. We're going to adopt it and then send it to them.
I think that Honorable Mashefa was saying we adopt it, then we invite them to discuss it with me. Is there any, so you were proposing adoption? Okay. Honorable Mayor Seven. So the report has been adopted. Shall we go to the minutes now? Members, you will receive the minutes, no? At this minute, right, why don't you give the members now, so that then when you come back on Friday, you can look at them. Thank you very much. Today you... But I feel bad.
Thank you.